So I'm talking to Mark Jewett. Mark, who are you?
Hi, man. Thank you for calling me, and thank you for the interview.
No problem.
I'm Mark Jewett. I'm Mark Jewett, and I'm a product manager at Microsoft.
Okay. The reason I'm calling you today, of course, is there seems to be a controversy around the Made in Express contest, and one of the winners is an entry from Professor Ernie Hall from the University of Cincinnati, go Bearcats, my alma mater, and there seems to be some confusion about how legitimate that entry is. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think it's fair to say that some people have had some very different opinions, excuse me, about the fairness of the contest, John, and that's why I'm happy to have the chance to do this interview with you.
Sure, sure. And in interest of full disclosure, I also submitted a contest entry, and obviously the judges didn't see my obvious genius, so I didn't get selected. So let's get into what's really the main question. As far as you know, is that entry legitimate?
You know, so if you don't mind, what I'd love to start by saying is that I understand and we understand that people are unhappy about this.
Right.
And I also want to say that we tremendously value the feedback from the community and from the Channel Niners, that we've taken that feedback and we've used it as a reason to go back and look at the results of the contest. In my opinion, when I look at the discussion in the community today, that it really boils down to different people have different opinions about the rules, and they're interpreting the rules differently. And as we've gone back to review the results of the contest, we really want to do the fair thing, the right thing. And so I'm actually happy to announce something here in our interview, which I haven't announced anywhere else. Which is we've made a decision to award the two current first place winners. There was actually a tie for first place, whereas Ernie is currently the grand prize winner. And we have made a decision to award the two current first place winners with full grand prizes.
Hey, scoop for me.
There you go. Yes, you're the first to hear it, man. And in fact, I'm excited to for the rest of the world to hear about it as well.
Excellent. That would mean that all three winners will receive the full $10,000 prizes.
That is correct. We have three grand prize winners in the Maiden Express contest. All $10,000 winners. And so following our interview here, I'll have the pleasure of sending communications to Jonas Martinson and Ali Khalid to congratulate them on being grand prize winners in the contest.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I think the next question for me would be, were you kind of a surprise to the reaction of the Channel 9 forum in terms of bringing up really, well, I guess questions about the contest itself?
You know, on one level, I am surprised. And I think that some of the feedback has been that, you know, we haven't responded quickly enough to the questions that were raised there. And I'm just going to be very honest. I think that's because we were surprised a little bit by the feedback. But it was a great opportunity to go back and look at the results of the contest again. On another level, I'm not surprised at all. Mm-hmm. The Channel 9 community has proven to be one that's absolutely willing to talk about the issues, and you know, this isn't the only controversial discussion that's happened on Channel 9. The contest has had a lot of community involvement, from the voting to people blogging about the contest to interactions with the finalists themselves. And so the fact that the community got very involved in discussing this controversy really isn't a surprise to me at all.
Sure, and I guess the community also includes negative aspects such as trolls and you know, people. Some jerk wanted you to be fired, or things like that, right?
Yeah, and that's actually a challenge that I put out to the Channel 9 community and to any community. Is I think that the communities that can do the best job of policing that type of negative energy, you know, the non-productive types of discussions, I think that those are the ones that have the opportunity to get heard the most loudly. It's just from a very personal aspect. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a person. I go home. I have a family. You know, I live my life like many of the folks that will listen to this interview. And you know what? I've gone home depressed every night this week. I've felt just absolutely lousy. And we really took this seriously. And to look to some of the feedback that I got that was really personal attacks and the rest of it, it's hard to see how that's productive.
Mm-hmm.
And the real shame is that the 90% of the folks that are absolutely providing productive feedback, we don't get to see it and recognize it as quickly because it's distracted by those people.
Right.
And so I started that statement with a challenge. What my challenge is the Channel 9 community is to keep being relentless about not letting those people have a voice there. I know it's a very hard thing to do, but I got really distracted by it. You know, I'm the first to admit it, and I got very depressed by it. And I think that your voice will be the loudest if you can figure out how to keep those people out of the discussion.
Actually, I'm a little bit in favor of a little chaos myself, so I don't know if mine would be the loudest. That would be a good idea, but I think part of it has something to do, well, you know, I call it the Scoble factor, where Scoble, I guess, monitor the forum or, you know, the blogs very closely, and usually he gets an answer pretty quickly. And I think maybe people were surprised that maybe the first couple of responses were, I guess, vague, you know. So that probably built a little bit into the negativity, I would say.
I understand where you're coming from. There are some realities about our business. You know, some people said, why the legal answer, why the legalese and things like that. And I think even in one of my posts, I mentioned that, you know, look, legal considerations are a reality of our business.
Right.
I would love for that to be less true than it is, but it is very true. And especially when it's something like a contest where there's rules and legal restrictions and things like that, it's really important that we get things right. And so I completely understand the feedback that it seems like a vague answer, it seems like a legalese answer. Sometimes that's just simply a reality of our business. So
I understand that, yeah. So are you going to be doing any more contests? I mean, will you be running any more contests in the future, Dan?
Boy, you know, it's funny because, and I posted this as well, I said, it depends on what day you ask me this week. there have been times where I thought, boy, I'm not sure I like this painful experience. But the truth is, when I look back and I think about the feedback that we've gotten on this contest overall, it has been extremely positive. We ran the Summer of Express contest a few years ago.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, and we learned some things from that contest. I think we did a good job of integrating those into, you know, as learnings for this contest. That's always going to be true. We're always going to learn stuff and be able to do stuff better. But the truth is that in terms of the format of this contest, you know, for example, the low barrier to entry, just submit an idea so that you don't have to work for 3 months on your project to find out that, you know, thousands of other people are competing, and you know your chances were very low from the start. You know, that was very well received. The size of the prizes, was very well received. You know, a $10,000 winner for the grand prize. You know, we got a lot of excitement over that. The community vote was actually something that people just loved. And that's an idea that we'd like to continue to develop further. And so I think there's a lot to be happy and excited and proud about on this contest. And I think, and we can even talk more about some of the places where I think we need to continue to refine and really get the formula. But my opinion, of course it's a biased one, my opinion is I think we're on the edge of running the best developer contests in the world. And you know, so do I want to continue to participate in that? I think so.
Great, great, good to hear. But of course, that's not your full-time job. You mentioned that you're a product manager, right?
I am a product manager, that's right.
On which product?
I work on the SQL Server product.
Oh, okay. The full SQL Server or the Express edition?
Well, so I work on the team that works on all of those products.
Okay.
One of the areas that I'm particularly interested in is an area that we think of as, it gets called different things, but recreational development, hobbyist development, enthusiast development. It's this idea that people are using technology for fun, not just for work. And, you know, there's this whole area of robotics and games and hardware and X10 systems at home and Web 2.0 and all these things that people are sort of doing for themselves.
Right.
And so we look at these beginning developers and these hobbyists and recreational developers. And like you say, SQL Server Express is actually a product that we really think about for that crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And we work very closely with the Visual Studio Express team. To try and really have the right set of tools for those crowds. So that's some of what I spend my time doing on the SQL Server team.
Okay, sounds good. I understand you're pressed for time today, so I'd like to thank you for talking to me today for whatever little time we had, and best of luck in the future.
Oh, thank you very much, Min. And maybe just one more thing I can say here to close things up. I want people to be very clear. I was responsible for this contest.
Okay.
I take the personal responsibility for, and I'm sorry for anything that people feel that was unfair. It was not in the spirit of the contest at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had an opportunity to look at some of the results of what happened here and come back and make some kind of exciting announcements that we made at the beginning of the interview here. But I do want people to understand that I'm sorry that there's a feeling that there was some unfairness in this contest, and I'm happy to get to a place where we really start to think about the future and the great contests that we can do and sort of move on past this great contest.
Yeah, Sam here. I'm looking forward to a new contest that you can come up with.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, bye-bye, man.